Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we get into it today, and there's a lot of stuff we got to talk about, the current Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is going through their closing arguments right now. And I know people are like, 6 weeks of this, it's about time, you know, we finally get some resolution to it. But there's just a couple things I want to bring up for those of you that haven't been able to watch and follow. And, you know, full disclosure, I want to be extremely objective about this case, and I've been trying to be objective, but full disclosure, I love Johnny Depp's acting. I am a Johnny Depp fan. I think his acting is fantastic. I thought Amber Heard did a good job in Pineapple Express, wasn't really a big fan of hers in Aquaman, but, you know, I'm a huge Johnny Depp fan in terms of his artistic talent. I think he is amazing. I am also not a fan of people lying when it comes to the Me Too movement. That being said, the current closing arguments is based around, did Amber Heard lie at any time, at any point of her saying she was a part of the Me Too movement? And when you look at law, and when you look at some of the testimony, and you look at what both sides are trying to convey in terms of who defamed who, Johnny Depp's side has, I think, even a more difficult time now to win this case than it first started. And you almost wonder if this was in his best interest. Now, it'll depend. The jury might, again, love Johnny Depp like most of the world does and say, you got this. But where this case is a little tricky is when it comes to defamation. Right? Defamation is, you know, did you with malice or did you try to say something about somebody where there was absolutely no proof? It's a complete lie, complete fabrication. And the prosecution, Depp's side, has been successful in proving, you know, lies that were made and exaggerations. But in order to prove defamation, anything that was written, whether it was about Johnny Depp or implied about Johnny Depp, was anything written, you know, in terms of abuse, true? Did Johnny Depp at all abuse Amber Heard? So it's he said, she said, which is sadly, you know, a lot of cases when it comes to somebody accusing somebody else of assault or somebody assaulting somebody. But one thing that might get Johnny Depp in trouble is when you look at domestic abuse, domestic violence, it could include sexual assault. It could include hitting. It could include threats, but it can include destruction of property. Now, many people watching this are like, oh boy, how many times have people thrown plates, right, or torn up, you know, some papers, or pushed stuff off a table, I mean, or punched a wall, right? When people get mad, they do things, and rather than hitting a partner, they will go to a wall or cupboard. So the videos I saw of Johnny Depp looked like he tried to avoid hitting her. He was angry. He was enraged. So he went to the cupboard. And Johnny Depp even admitted, yes, I assaulted a couch or two. The problem is definition of abuse can include destruction of property. Which means if the jury is looking at what was written in the op-ed by Amber Heard, which say wasn't really written by her. It was, you know, and I get how, you know, the prosecution and defense have to kind of play around with things. But if at all, you know, she says, look, you know, I was a victim of abuse, and destruction of property, threats, you know, some of these texts, the yelling, that could be considered that, he then can't win. And so the jury is going to have to look at every single piece and think, see if that falls under abuse or not. If abuse is only, you know, he struck her across the face and they don't believe he did it, he might be fine. But if abuse not only includes that, any bruises, any destruction of property, he could be in trouble. Now, I told you, I was very, very concerned about how, and remember, going into this, I'm a fan of Johnny Depp. I was very, very concerned about some of the things his legal team was doing. And I thought that could hurt him. You know, Johnny Depp was, you know, smart alecky, you know, Mr. Waterborne. He got everybody to laugh. You know, he reminded everybody, you know, how lovable he may be. But the smirks got too far. And when you saw Camille Vasquez, who appears to be a very good attorney, keep whispering to him and giggling and touching and causing him to chuckle and laugh really hard and all that, it's not a good sign. If you have a case that's a slam dunk that's going to win, you don't need to add that manipulative factor of let's make Amber Heard jealous that you guys are talking, or let's show that Johnny Depp thinks it's a slam dunk and he could laugh and all that. I did not think that was a good look. If Johnny Depp could get through all his fantastic acting and all those movies he's done, he should have at least sat there less snickerly, less giggly, and his legal team shouldn't have been, you know, yes, and yeah, and giggling, and wow, you know, you didn't think we were going to bring in, you know, Kate Moss. You don't have to do that. If you have a slam dunk case, you don't have to add the additional theatrics. And I started to get a little nervous. Now, maybe he wins. Maybe he wins this. Maybe the jury is not going to think anything was you know, anything the defense said holds water and it goes Johnny's way. But if Johnny loses, you know, I'm hoping some people kind of take a look and see how this all came about. And I was just a little shocked at some of the things I saw because I thought it was going to hurt his case. So we'll see what happens. And if, you know, the jury thinks at any time of the marriage, you know, was there abuse. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, if I had a child that was in a school, and I knew that there was a gunman there, and I knew that there were other children at risk, even if my child wasn't at that school. But if I knew that there was somebody in there, as a parent, as a gun owner, I would want to go in there and take him out. And I would want to protect those kids. I would want to run in there, get those kids out. I would want to do anything possible. And I think every parent is thinking that same thing. Watching what happened at the Uvalde Robb Elementary School shooting that happened this week, where 19 children were killed, two teachers. More casualties, sadly, happened as the husband of one of the teachers who had died shielding her students. He died of a heart attack just moments after, you know, going to her memorial, leaving now four kids orphaned. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But as any parent would be, that, you know, they look back and they go, "Why, this is what I would do. And if I knew this was happening, I would storm the school. I wouldn't let anybody stop me, and I would get those kids out." In fact, I think there was a story of one woman jumping over the fence, running in there to get her kids out of there. And, you know, I would have tried to get everybody out, but yeah, I get it. You know, and you'll get your kids. I get it. I'm a mom. I get it. Police, however, are now under huge scrutiny as to why it took so long to take the shooter out. And we're being told that the ordeal lasted almost an hour. And some of the children who died might not have had to if they were able to get medical care, but they bled out from their gunshot wounds. And in fact, one teacher had texted her husband saying, you know, "Please help. And, you know, it's a mass shooting." I mean, there was time for people to report it. There was time for people to, you know, let others know. And there was this lull period. And I get how police officers didn't want mass chaos. I'm not a police officer, so I can't really attest to what protocols are in place. But having a bunch of parents with guns go in there, you know, and try to, you know, I understand how they don't want the parents shot. It's on the police to secure the area, establish a perimeter. But the shooter was there. The shooter could have hurt more of the children. And parents are not liking the answers they're getting. So we're being told that officials are going to give an update. And police are going to be answering what went down with a little bit more detail when the 18-year-old gunman, Salvador Ramos, accessed the building, unlocked door, no guards present, and it was an hour-long rampage. And I mean, sadly, it could have even taken more lives. An hour is a long time with an assault rifle. I think he had two. So Uvalde is a small town in rural Texas. I think it's about 90 miles southwest of San Antonio. Correct me if I'm wrong. And, you know, people are coming out and they're showing support. I think Meghan Markle even showed up with some flowers. But what people want to know is, one, is, you know, how did some random person, a teenager even, 18, yeah, he's an adult, but still in the teens, you know, be able to walk in with two assault rifles, start shooting, and there wasn't an immediate response? So officials said that around 11:28 a.m., the suspect crashed his grandmother's car on the perimeter of the school, took out an AR-style rifle and backpack filled with ammo, and fired at two nearby witnesses as he made his way to the school. Texas officials said Thursday that police did not confront the gunman before he entered the school, despite earlier reporting, according to ABC7, that a school district police officer had confronted the gunman. I don't think there was an officer there. Police believe the gunman was able to get into the building through an unlocked door at the back of the school. And then it is unclear whether any students and teachers heard an official call for a lockdown once the gunman entered the building. They're also looking at whether officers on site could have made other attempts to enter the school to end the gunman's rampage faster. Responding police were met with gunfire and called for tactical teams with proper equipment to enter the classroom and neutralize the gunman. We're being told, though, that that took close to an hour. So, obviously people are wondering why. You know, to wait for tactical SWAT and wait an hour, there's something that we're being told that that is an obsolete, that's an outdated sort of protocol. And, you know, I'm confused because, I mean, this is Texas. I mean, Texas, with everything they've been dealing with in terms of the border, in terms of, you know, hurricanes, in terms of, you know, natural disasters, in terms of everything going on, you know, you would think their law enforcement would be, you know, up on the most recent, up-to-date sort of either equipment or protocols. And it sounds like there was some sort of misstep or the lack of training and again, I'm not a police officer, and for those of you that are, we would really love to hear, you know, what you think happened. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But my problem with this is parents wanted to go in and get their kids, and they couldn't. And even though there's liability, and the police officers, and I get that, it's all liability and who's going to get sued and whatever, I wonder if they're not going to escape liability because, you know, if a child died because they wouldn't let mom or dad go in there and grab them and protect them, that could be a lawsuit. And so, you know, when parents feel like they have to take it upon themselves, and I would have been one of those parents that would have had to get tased. From what we understand, parents were restrained and tased. If my baby's in there, or other babies, and I'm like, let me get in there. You know, let me do what I know how to do. Let me get in there, and they don't. I mean, I couldn't just stand there. I don't think any parent could. And these parents felt like they were going to get arrested, and, you know, they didn't want to make the situation worse. So many of them, then they, you know, stood down but they were like, who's going in there? What's going on? And I understand hostage situations are not easy. And I understand that, if there are hostages and you aren't aware of what the situation is, storming could sadly tip things in the wrong way, and then they could start shooting more kids. But a whole hour? And why are these schools built such that you can't get in and, you know, have certain formations or be, you know, and my impression was they were there and there was a door in the way or, you know, and he was barricaded up into the room, but get everybody else out, you know, within minutes of this happening, and then deal with the hostage situation. But parents want to go in, they want to storm the place, and I get that as a parent, I totally get that. I get how cops couldn't let parents go in there and it'd be mayhem and parents getting shot, but this just seems like there was some missteps. And I'm just as frustrated as I think everybody else, you know, as we go through the stages of grief. You know, first is denial, like, no, that didn't happen. No, there's no way my baby's gone. Then comes anger. And trust me, people are in the angering stage. Then comes bargaining. Please don't let this happen. Please let this not be happening. Please let this not. And then comes the depression of it, and then becomes the acceptance. Now, I don't know if there's going to be acceptance anytime soon with this. You know, I couldn't imagine what any of these parents are going through. But what I'm concerned about is if this was a cluster and there were things that should have been done that weren't, and there were outdated protocols followed when there was training to go in and neutralize a shooter, then the next time this happens, God forbid, at any other school, I think you have parents that are going to, you know, gun up, and they're going to go in, and they're going, I mean, and what I really, really worry about is if somebody thinks their baby's in danger, are they going to take down a police officer to get their kid out of danger? You know, I mean, a parent doesn't care about their life. They care about their kid's life. And what are they going to do? And now, on top of everything that cops have had to deal with, they have to now prove to parents that they got this. And parents don't have to take it into their own hands. Ammunition purchases, gun sales have been up. You know, people have been arming up, worried that, you know, something's going to happen to the Second Amendment. And, you know, I'm a little nervous that parents are going to think that they can't trust the police, and they're going to take matters into their own hands. We got to figure out what the hell happened. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new bipartisan Senate group on gun control is hyper-focused on a deal that Democrats want. The ability to red flag Americans with legislation that would allow authorities to temporarily take away guns from people considered to be a threat to themselves or others. The Republicans involved are Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Susan Collins from Maine, retiring Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, and Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana phoned in. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky gave the negotiations his okay. Russia's separatists in eastern Ukraine claim full control of the important battlefield town of Lyman on Friday, and Ukrainian officials concede. As Moscow presses its biggest advance in weeks, Lyman is a major railway hub and has been the front line as Russian forces press down from the north while attacking Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. USA Radio News. More details are emerging from the elementary school shooting in Texas. We know an off-duty U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent fearlessly rushed into Robb Elementary School and took out the active shooter. Jacob Alvarado had just sat down for a haircut when he received a message from his wife, Tricia, a fourth-grade teacher at Uvalde, Texas Elementary School. She said there was an active shooter, and she wrote, "Help." He immediately jumped up out of his seat, grabbed the barber's shotgun, and sped towards the school. Two officers provided cover with guns drawn when he made entry into the classroom and ended the rampage. In all, 19 children and two adults lost their lives. President Biden will head over to Annapolis, Maryland today to address the U.S. Naval Academy's Class of 2022 graduation and commissioning ceremony. Afterward, he'll head home to Delaware, where he's scheduled to arrive at 2:30 p.m. local time. Take extra care if you're getting on the roads this Memorial Day weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this monkeypox is not going away. And it will get worse before it gets better. And we are seeing more and more cases. In fact, there are some more suspected cases that are being watched. In fact, there is a 9th presumptive case of monkeypox that has now been investigated in the U.S. A Northern Virginia woman who had recently traveled to Africa, they believe is now infected with the rare virus. This is supposed to be a rare virus. And originally they believe it started in a couple of raves that might have been patroned by men who have sex with men, gay bisexual men, in Belgium and in Spain. But now the CDC director believes that there might be some community spread of this. And so a woman in Northern Virginia is now the ninth case of monkeypox. State officials or state health chiefs said the patient recently returned from an African country where the disease is known to occur. She is now isolating at home and has a mild illness. They say it is not clear whether the latest case is linked to the current outbreak, which is mostly among gay and bisexual men. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, warned in a briefing today that some community transmission of the virus may now be happening in the United States. She did not reveal, according to Daily Mail, how many cases were linked to international travel, although the CDC said on Monday it was every infection. So thus far, every case they believe in America right now has been related to international travel. They said experts in Europe, where most cases are being detected, say the outbreak there may be linked to unsafe sex at two mass gatherings in Spain and Belgium. In the U.S., there have been two cases confirmed in Florida and Utah, one in California, one in Massachusetts, one in New York City, and one in Florida. Globally, there has been almost 200 infections detected across 23 countries, including U.K., France, Italy, Israel, Australia. So Americans traveling abroad are told to take, quote, enhanced precautions due to the outbreak. And, you know, experts are, you know, say that, in fact, there has been some talk that this was predicted a few years ago. Now, let me find. I thought they were talking about this a few years ago. So hold on one second. Let me see if I could look this up. But somebody, I don't think this is the quote-unquote, remember the disease X that the World Health Organization was talking about a few years ago? I don't believe that's what this was. But I thought there was some concern that this was, that there was a warning. Okay, hold on a second. Let me see if I could find the source. And thank you guys for being patient. They say scientists have been raising the alarm about monkeypox's potential to spill out of Africa since 2018. There was a British scientist at a level 4 biosecurity lab. He works with smallpox-like viruses, and monkeypox is in the family of smallpox. And he's apparently warned about the epidemic, the potential, about 4 years ago in 2018. They warned how the emergence of monkeypox could have potentially devastating consequences, due to declining smallpox vaccination rates, leaving the majority of the world's population completely unprotected from the virus. The following year, a group of international experts estimated that 70% of the world was vulnerable to monkeypox because they had not been given the smallpox vaccine. Again, smallpox and monkeypox are not identical, but they are close enough such that those people who have been vaccinated against smallpox may have that protection against monkeypox, which is why they're thinking about now doing mass vaccination again. I know some of you are like, there's no way I want another vaccine. I don't want to get a smallpox vaccine. There was a Guillain-Barré scare back in the 70s, and eventually they stopped smallpox vaccinating. I got one, and that's why I have a big, nasty scar on my shoulder, that crater scar on our shoulder. That was our smallpox vaccine. And so, you know, I'm not, you know, a fan of getting any more scars or any more, you know, but they do bring up a very interesting point. Those of us who had to get smallpox vaccinated, and smallpox vaccination was, I think, developed in the 1700s. In fact, I have a bloodletting instrument that was used to introduce smallpox into people as a vaccine to help build immunity. It's a fascinating, you know, a concept of fighting fire with fire, which is why homeopathy is such a popular and long-lasting field of medicine, where you treat something evil with the evil, and it trains your body to get used to it or to live with it, so to speak. That's how allergy shots, you know, ended up coming to be. You know, if you're really, really allergic to something, we're going to desensitize you, giving you little baby bits so your body can learn to deal with it. You know, I told you guys when I was pregnant, with my first pregnancy, I started to vomit really, really badly. And my family medicine partner, who was co-resident, who was also studying homeopathy, said go and get go to Trader Joe's and get some homeopathic Ipecac. And I'm like, Ipecac? And I go, that makes you throw up. He goes, but homeopathically, it's going to stop it. And boom, that night, done. And again, it could have just been a fluke, but we fight fire with fire all the time. And that's why vaccinations have become very, very popular and used ubiquitously, because, you know, we give somebody either a killed form of the virus or a live attenuated form of the virus, or like as we do now with the COVID vaccines, RNA instructions, mRNA instructions for the body to make a spike protein so that the body learns how to fight it. And then we end up, you know, being able to build a immunity, build a recognition. And then when the bad thing really comes to us in real form, we're able to fight it. So they believe that those of us who were vaccinated for smallpox, us Generation X's, older Generation X's, and us baby boomers, or baby boomers, will possibly have already innate immunity to monkeypox. I don't want to say that's a given, because as we've seen with COVID, viruses change. And my vaccine that's 40-some years old, you know, might not be completely protective against, one, a different virus, and two, a virus that could have mutated. But right now, they believe that could be what's going on. So, you know, monkeypox is starting to, you know, make its, you know, way around the globe. And multiple, you know, countries have reported it. Israel, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France. Portugal has, I believe, 58 confirmed cases. UK, 90. The Netherlands, 12. Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Germany, the Czech Republic, Austria, Slovenia. And again, you know, we aren't getting, you know, complete reports out of all countries. One from Bolivia, one in Argentina, you know, two in Australia. And, you know, for this is a type of illness where if it's mild, not a lot of people are going to probably be, you know, going. If you live in a country where there's poor health care or there's not a lot of easy access to health care, you're not going to seek care for this. But if you get, you know, bumps or these pox, these vesicles all over your body, you're going to seek care. So this is one of these illnesses where if you have it pretty badly, it's, you know, it's going to be noticed, and I think it's going to be counted. But right now, we're only really hearing most of these cases from North America, from Europe. You know, is it because that's only where cases are going, or is it because that's where cases are being, you know, discussed? Or that's where the reporting is coming from. So, you know, we're not too happy that we're starting to see this spread. I think that one person was from Canada. You know, multiple people they believe were at this one rave or two raves in Belgium and Spain. But we can't say 100%. And if we do think that it could spread community-wise, then there's concern about touch-on-touch. CDC says there's some concern about large respiratory droplets, but it's the science is evolving. I know you hate hearing that. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you.
Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday I had told you that one of the teachers in the Uvalde Robb Elementary School shooting ordeal that happened this week had thrown herself in front of the bullets trying to shielding kids from the gunfire and died. Irma Garcia. Her husband yesterday, Joe Garcia, died of a heart attack moments after her memorial, setting flowers down for her memorial, and now their 4 kids are orphaned. there was a GoFundMe page I spoke about, and the GoFundMe page had originally wanted to raise about $10,000. Luckily now it's raised over $2.1 million. And it was started by Deborah Austin. She said, Irma Garcia was my cousin and one of the teachers killed at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. Irma was a wife, a mother of four, a cousin, a sister, a daughter, an aunt, and a wonderful person. She would literally do anything for anybody, no questions asked. She loved her classroom kids, died trying to protect them. Please donate anything you can to help her family. 100% of the proceeds will go to the Garcia family for various expenses. Thank you and God bless. Well, she had to sadly add another then segment saying, I am equally devastated to report Irma's Joe has tragically passed away this morning. This was on May 26, yesterday, as a result of a medical emergency. Please keep our family in your thoughts and prayers. I truly believe Joe died of a broken heart, and losing the love of his life of more than 25 years was too much to bear. Then she had to add an additional section saying, I would like to add a note for the people questioning the legitimacy of John Martinez's GoFundMe page. It is 100% legit. This young man was trying to do something for his tia, aunt, and her children. Shame on those who accuse him of being a fraud. He is a great young man trying to help his family. When this all started, I wanted to, help either the Chamber of Commerce or the local church start a GoFundMe page. I think a lot of people did. And so I think there's a lot of GoFundMe pages that got started. I didn't because I wanted to make sure the recipient was going to be comfortable with the funds and was going to be able to disperse the funds to survivors, and I knew that, it sadly could be a little chaotic with everything going on. I don't personally have a GoFundMe page for, I've been just forwarding links or talking about links as I get them. But this one obviously caught my eye because, these kids now, there are four children that are now orphaned. Christian, 23 years old, Jose, 19, Liliana, 16, and Alessandra, 12. Apparently it was hours after a memorial, the father died of a heart attack. And we spoke about Takotsubo cardiomyopathy or broken heart syndrome. They say he died of a heart attack, which is a little different, but I do believe the stress can cause somebody's heart to stop. I apologize. A GoFundMe page for the four orphans is now at $2.1 million, and I mean, obviously, you can't even put a price on what they are going through or what they could possibly need, going through this world now with both parents gone in the matter of 48 hours and to be gone so devastatingly. Irma Garcia was a fourth grade teacher, was shot alongside her colleague, Eva Morales, while they were trying to protect kids. She was only 48 years old. And so this has been just absolutely heartbreaking. So the couple was wed for 24 years. Joe was 43 years old at the time, so a little younger. And, we believe died of a heart attack. They had been together for, I believe, over 25 years. And, they had four children together. And Father Eduardo Morales blessed the siblings who attended the service and said, we are your family. Your mother and father will always find a way to take care of you. So it's one child attends Texas State University. Another son is in military boot camp. And it's just heartbreaking. So, and it's so hard to, sorry. Oh, man. We have some options moving forward. And when you see something like this, when you see such mental illness, such psychopaths, such people who want to cause complete destruction of not only a child's life, a family's life, but a community, even a nation, as this is going to now split people on how we move forward. It just blows my mind how I believe common this actually can be, and how we have people who are looking at this and are idolizing it
and they're going, this is just what we needed for the election, or, you know, this is going to help our political cause, or this is going to, and, you know, I'm not accusing anybody in particular, but there are people, sadly, that either, aren't grieving with everybody else and looking at ways where they can use this to an advantage. And I get, you know, when you're grieving, you want to prevent things from happening again, and being busy and busying yourself with how to prevent, you know, and I teach people to actually do similar things. Like, you know, if you were raped, if you were attacked, you know, and my one patient who just told me 10 years later just couldn't, you know, get over it. I go, you won't get over it, but maybe you could help others. You know, maybe you could talk to others about your ordeal and how to protect themselves. And sometimes when bad things happen, you can convert that negative energy and that toxicity and turn it into something that might be able to save others. But on the flip side, I keep seeing people that are trying to get their few minutes of fame. And there's a lot of criticism of Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle apparently showed up and with flowers, and there's been a lot of head scratching going, wait a second, your father had a stroke, he's in the hospital, and yet you're coming over here to Uvalde, you know, and, you know, for a photo op. And I'm not accusing her of that. You know, maybe she really wanted to fly to Texas on the private jet, be there, show her support, be relevant, and you know, and leave. You just start to wonder if there's, you know, people trying to take this situation and, you know, use it for other means. And so I think it's nice she went all the way down there for support, but, you know, people wonder, you know, with everything that's going on, was this for another, you know, photo op? So I would urge everybody right now to just concentrate on what needs to be concentrated on. You have families that need support. And these GoFundMe pages, these church services, these memorials, those things are very vital to the strength and of the family and the community. Number two is we need to figure out ways to protect the kids. Our schools are sadly under protected. Our kids are underprotected. These schools are not guarded. There's so many ways where people could be attacked. You know, I taught at a school where the two doors to the school were in the front of the classroom. So if a shooter comes in, and I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, what do I do with the students? The shooter comes in through the front. There's no back exit. You're trapped. But the two doors are the front. I'm like, I don't understand who designed that. And so I think people need to reevaluate how the school is designed and what needs to be done to allow people to escape, allow people to protect themselves, ballistic protections, etc. And then we need to also address mental illness. There's so much we need to address with this. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.